It's a conundrum, isn't it? Girls outperforming boys at school in the academic stakes, especially in literacy, and now outnumbering them and outperforming them at university. Yet when it comes to the management and the boardroom, the girls are still vastly outnumbered. Now, there are many explanations for this, but there's some new research which focuses on different attitudes to competition between men and women as one of the reasons for the gender imbalance at the top. With me now is Professor Andrew Lee from the Australian National University for our fortnightly conversation, Riseside Economics. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Jan.
Now, there's a stereotypical view that men are more competitive than women, but what does this new research show us?
Well, the new research is trying to say, what contribution could this make to the gender gap? It's not aiming to say that attitudes to competition explain everything. We recognise that there's systematic factors which could well explain why there are so few female CEOs in Australia. Discrimination, lack of mentors, a family-unfriendly work culture. But there are a series of studies that are suggesting that we could tinker around with competition, such as to improve the performance of women and increase the number of women at the very top of organisations.
And how have these theories about gender and competition been tested?
Well, one of my favourite experiments simply asks male and female university students to solve maths problems. They have to add five two-digit numbers, which is sort of an annoying task, but one that basically anyone can do if they put their mind to it. And when they're paid a flat rate, the male and female university students solve the problems at the same rate. They show similar aptitude for this task. But then the researchers say, well, would you like to enter a tournament? The way the tournament's going to work is there'll be four players, and the player that solves the most problems will sweep the pool. They'll get all the money and everyone else will get nothing. Given that they're performing equally well, we'd expect that the male and female university students be equally likely to enter the competition, right? But it turns out that the male students are twice as likely to enter the competition as the female students. The female students just don't want to take a risk in this tournament.
Ah, and the authors came to a pretty blunt conclusion, didn't they? They basically say women shy away from competition and men embrace it. But even given what you've just described, that seems like a pretty bald generalisation, doesn't it?
Well, it's certainly true that there are competitive women and uncompetitive men in society. But what we're trying to do, I think, is to find, in general terms, is this competitive instinct found more often in women than it is in men? And when I say competitive instinct, I'm not suggesting that this is necessarily a competitive gene, but that a taste for competition might be different across the genders.
Right. And these attitudes to competition obviously start early. Tell me about the experiment with the running race that was conducted with Israeli children.
What's nice about this is we're now moving to a different society. We've started off in the US and this is now moving to Israel. And in Israel, boys and girls were asked to run a short sprint. At age 9, it turns out that boys and girls are about equally fast over a short distance. And so they're asked to do this run on their own. The researchers then find out each person's time. And then they say, all right, well, now let's do it differently. Let's pair you up with another child and see how you run in a race. And it turns out that boys really like that competitive context. They run about a tenth of a second faster when they're paired up against another child. Girls, on the other hand, run equally fast. There's no benefit to girls of having a person in the next lane running against them.
That's interesting, isn't it? But even more interestingly, there are also suggestions that the different attitudes to competition between men and women may have more to do with nurture than nature. There's an extraordinary experiment involving a tribe in India and one in Africa. Can you tell us what happened there?
Sure. So this is, I think, my favourite of the gender and competition studies. And it's a study which looks at the Maasai in Tanzania, which are an archetypal patriarchal society. Men rule in the Maasai. When a Maasai man is asked how many children he has, he tells you how many sons he has. He doesn't bother counting the daughters. He describes his wife and his children as his property. Certainly, it's Maasai women say that cattle are more important in that society than are women. The authors quote an anthropologist who says quotes a Maasai woman saying, "Men treat us like donkeys." Mm. And then they say, well, that's the archetypal patriarchal society. Now let's look at a matriarchal society. So they find a society in India called the Kazi. The Kazi are a society which is matrilineal, in which the households are run by women. It's the anthropologists there say that when you enter a Kazi household, the husband will meet you at the door and say, "My wife will be with you soon." And then the wife will enter the room and conduct the conversation while the husband sits quietly in the corner. And they have a terrific quote. Depends on your perspective.
Yeah, of course.
And they have a lovely quote from a Kazi man who says, "We are sick of playing the roles of breeding bulls and babysitters."
Donkeys and bulls, there you go.
Absolutely. So Maasai women feel they're treated like donkeys, and Kazi men feel that they're treated like breeding bulls and babysitters. And then the researchers run the same experiment in both cases. It's a very simple test. How accurate are you in throwing a ball into a bucket placed a few metres away? Men and women, not surprisingly, are equally accurate in throwing a ball into a bucket. But then we now move from a sort of how good are you at the task exercise to do you want to go in a competition? And again, things diverge. In the Maasai society, it's a patriarchal society, and men say, "Yes, I'm going to go in for this competition." In the matrilineal Kazi society, women are the ones who are more likely to enter the competition. And in fact, the Kazi women from the matrilineal society are more competitive than the Maasai men. So there is some sense that this isn't just about having an X or two X's or an X and Y chromosome. This is more about something about the way in which the society is structured. And there are indeed societies in which women like competition more than men. It's just that's not true of most of our developed societies.
Oh, I think that's absolutely fascinating. I'm with Andrew Lee, Professor of Economics at the Australian National University. Now we move to a completely different culture now. One of your colleagues at ANU was involved in research with British school children into attitudes to competition between girls and boys in co-ed schools compared with single-sex schools. Did they find a significant difference?
They do indeed. You won't be surprised to know. Alison Booth and her co-authors do two different competitions using school children from secondary schools just near Essex University, where she was based at the time. And the competitions are of two kinds. One is a kind of competition that involves skill, so solving mazes. And another one is a competition that involves luck, just tossing a coin. If the coin comes up the right way, you get money. If it comes up the wrong way, you don't get money. And they find, when you look at kids from co-ed schools, that girls are much more averse to competition. They're just as good at the mazes, and obviously they're just as likely to turn out lucky on the coin toss, but they don't really want to enter the competitions, at least the co-ed girls. But when the researchers moved to single-sex schools, now girls from single-sex schools are just as competitive as co-ed boys. So there's something either about the kinds of girls who go to single-sex schools, or else about the single-sex schooling environment, which seems to engender a greater sense of competition among girls. So if we're looking for solutions, trying to understand what's going on in co-ed schools seems to me a productive way of thinking about it.
Okay, Andrew, but what do we make of all this? I mean, if management and the top echelons of business were less competitive, would more women make it to the top? Or if they were entirely female, would more women make it to the top? I suppose that's obvious, but anyway.
Right. Yes. So so this is the criticism that my mother comes straight back to me with on this research. She says, "Andrew, this isn't about changing the person. This is about changing the culture. You shouldn't
be
worried
about..." I like your mother,
about...
Andrew.
So do I. This shouldn't be about trying to make women more competitive. We need to change the underlying culture of these places. And I think there's got to be truth in that. There's certainly places which are too competitive. But it's hard to think, for example, that commercial litigation is going to be competition-free, or that running Australia's top businesses and selecting who's going to be the CEO of those firms is ever going to be done in teams and with a sort of sense of collegiality. In some sense, there's a dose of competition that's just is always going to exist in those contexts. And so then I think we might want to think about, well, given that we know that only 2% of our CEOs are female, can we engender a little bit more competition? Can we learn something from single-sex schools? We don't want to forget all the other factors that are driving this gap. There's certainly discrimination out there, but maybe engendering a little more competition can increase the share of women in senior management positions.
And if we look at the research involving the matrilineal and patrilineal tribes you described before, that indicates nurture matters, maybe we should be thinking about encouraging girls to be more competitive at an early age and feel better about themselves.
That's absolutely right. So trying to give girls a sense that competition is fun, that you should enjoy the opportunity to do a running race against another child and use that other child to improve your own performance, and that competition doesn't need to in any sense be contradictory to femininity, that the two can strongly coexist.
It's fascinating and provocative stuff, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane.
Andrew Lee is Professor of Economics at the Australian National University. He joins us each fortnight for Riseside Economics.